For men ought always to pray and not to faint. For men ought always. Doctor, I believe the Bible. Me, I believe the Bible. The Bible said it, I believe it. I cannot use my weakness to measure what is in the Bible. I cannot use my insufficiency to measure Bible. It's when I believe it, God will now walk from that realm, his power into me. In Jesus' name. Listen to me. As you are praying now, beyond the things God is doing through you, it's also the things that He is doing in you. That is the thing about praying this way we are praying. God has the opportunity to walk two ways. He walks through us, walks in us. Let me still see the same Luke chapter 18. The reason why I stopped is not because we have done anything. It's just that I noticed that some of my brethren are already getting tired. Meanwhile, we have not done opening prayer. Sir, we have not done opening prayer. I need my voice to be loud. That way it is. Okay, when I go back, give me my voice. We have not done opening prayer. As you are now, have you prayed? We have not even opening prayer. Huh? And your guy is looking for where to sit down. Okay, come close. It's me and you today. After today, you will not like me. And I don't care. Some people, the version I'm seeing now, I don't like that version. Even God doesn't like it. It's only them that likes the version. The version we are looking for, we take pressing. That's the one I like. That's the one that loves me. But this one doesn't like me, and I don't like this one. And we might need to kick some people into it. Sister, you have not prayed. See the way your makeup is still intact. Something is doing me. As I am now, I'm not normal. When the spirit of prayer comes, it comes with a target to meet. So it will continue. The only reason why you stopped is that you wanted to stop. It will continue powering you until you meet the target. David, have you prayed? Why are you looking like somebody fasting? Well, this small fasting you are doing is written on your face. Okay, you need help. So the scripture said, and he spake a parable unto them, to this end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. He now said in verse 2, somebody help me with verse 2. Should I read with, okay, verse 2, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. What a complex situation. it can't get worse than this. That even God that could have intervened, when you know when they say human beings can intervene, God should it. This man say, God, I don't know God. There was in a city a judge who feared not God, neither regarded man. Verse 3. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me. Verse 4. And he would not for a while. See, brothers and sisters, let me tell you, it's only a matter of time when you pray like this. Pastor Gemma, it's only a matter of time. Whether it will bring results is not optional. It's only a matter of time. No matter how much Satan seems as if he's doing, he said he can only do it for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man. Next verse. Yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Now, the man is saving his own life. He doesn't want to do it, but his life is at risk. I say you can weary things out of the hand of anything, any place. I say even God, even the immortals respond to importunity. It's not given to human beings to be importunate. It's given to you to try and say, I've tried my best. Let's leave the rest for God. That is to show you, when you say you leave the rest for God, you are saying that there is yet a dimension that is remaining. And that is what the Holy Spirit is supposed to do for us and through us when He came into our being, when He came inside. He is supposed to add that extra dimension, such that when we have done everything we can do as human beings, then we enter into the God realm. I have done all I can do. It's only left for God. That left for God is actually left for you and God, actually. Pastor, we can weary things. Remember, Jesus was actually talking about God, but he has to use the worst case scenario, so that when he finished, he now told you, if the unjust judge behaved like this, how will your Father in heaven behave? I say, we are having, you know, I have to admit, before I started making progress, I have to admit to myself that God is a just God. That what I have is what I deserve. Yes. Except there is, sorry, sir. Except there is a way I tap grace, I tap mercy. What I have. You know, some people say, this thing is not supposed to happen to me. It's not supposed. Who told you? Have you checked? What do you know, Seth? What do you know that you have concluded that is not supposed to happen to you? Have you traveled 3 generations back? Are you aware of what is happening in America, in Lagos? Are you aware of what is happening to your relatives? Are you aware of the balance in the spirit? You are not aware. That's the question God asked Job. Job came and his friend said that this thing can't happen to you if it's not that you sin. Another one said you are self-righteous. So Job began to, you know, ask some questions. God said, come, let me ask you first. He said, do you know where I kept the arsenal for the day of warfare? He said, I don't know. He said, do you know who set the Orion and the Pleiades, the Mazaroth? Do you know who set them in their position? He said, he doesn't know. He said, where is the pillar that is holding this world? It's only you. Scientists told you that the world is hanging in the air. God is telling you, there is a pillar. Who are we going to believe, God? God is telling you there is a pillar. Yes.
and me, I found out that pillar.
The pillar is just God's word. Simple.
If he said, if he can keep anything under his word and it will stay there, as long as that word is there, God can hang anything on his word forever.
Say he's the one that opposes all things.
Where is the foundation? It was when he spoke and said, let the word be like this. The word. Job didn't know that there is such a thing. Many questions were asked, just like people are asking questions. What they didn't know.
I wish my voice would be the way it is. And I need to be moving around and be seeing your face.
You can lose the hand, so that the person will rest. You look at me. I like the way you are praying, but we need to go a little higher. Are you with me?
Yes, we need to go a little higher so that we'll be able to touch something deep.
So Job was asking many questions. What he didn't know is that there is an interplay. There is something happening that is beyond his own realm. He was just asking questions. The wife said, come and cause God, come and do this. They didn't know that there was a court session concerning his matter in the heavenlies of God. And he was not participant. It is not just that he's not participant. He did not have an advocate. He is not there. He didn't have anybody there. You know, part of the reason why, part of the major mystery behind spiritual covering is that you have somebody in a place that you don't have mouth. So they can be discussing matters concerning you and you can't put mouth. You know, there are things your father and your mother can be discussing. How dare you put mouth? Meanwhile, you can put mouth. How you will put mouth is that you go and tell your mother that this is it. Your mother will come and be speaking there on your own behalf. So that counsel, you are not qualified to participate. Meanwhile, you have an advocate. So normally what a spiritual covering does for a man in the spirit is like what happens when you were in boarding school, pastor. You know, you are in just one or two. There is what we call seniors. That you serve them. School fathers, that's the exact thing. I can't have a better description. Woe unto you if you don't have a father that is covering you in secondary school. You will serve everybody and anything. Yet nobody will save you in the door of trouble. But sometimes they will ask questions, they want to do something. They say, don't you know who this is? He is the boy of this man. You say, his fellow senior can't touch that young man simply because they told him he's serving another. He's a covering in the spirit. That's what spiritual fathers do for us. They speak for us where our stature and level has not reached. Meanwhile, a day will come, if all things being equal, we will approximate to the same level too. And when you get to SS3 or SS2, you will also give other people covering. That's the way it works. So Job was on the ground. He didn't know that there was business going on in the heavenly places. His wife came and said, curse God and die. Are you the first pastor in this world? There is no pastor, it has not happened. It might not be the same word, but it has happened. Sometimes you even doubt your call self. And those days you are doubting your call, many other things will be working well. Some things will be working well. You will say, Is it that God, the season has come for us to move to another level? There is a discussion on your head. And the interpretation you are giving the matter is in time. Help me and close that door. Well, help me and close that door. God bless you. The interpretation you are giving is based on time. And when you flow like that, you will be frustrated. This matter is beyond the mortal realm. So imagine if you are Hannah.
and then your fellow woman that they married you into the same house is giving birth like water. You are faithful. You are righteous. It has happened to many people. It has happened to many unmarried spinsters. 27, nothing. 28, 29. Meanwhile, people that we are running around everywhere, 22, 23, they have married. No, there is an understanding I need to enter. What is there is that God is seeking for a womb that will become a system that can birth forth his agenda from the realm of the spirit. He didn't see. So he has to trap that woman around a circumstances, but the eyes was not open. She was interpreting her experience based on time. She didn't know that eternal matters, they are just hanging around waiting for alignment, waiting for her to gain an angulation so that she will mirror what is in the spirit, and then she will become a conduit. Something eternal will begin to flow through her. But when we don't see it, we won't know that what we think is punishment, we think prayer is what. A father asked his son. The son locked himself in the room and was praying and weeping from morning till afternoon. You know, not like this. He opened the door. Why are you crying like this? So tell me the problem. Let me solve it for you. The father is a millionaire. So he's wondering what is making his first son cry. With all my money, you are crying. See, these men are bound by time. Meanwhile, if you are a man of time, you are cursed, actually. Because the scripture said, redeeming the time. Let me tell you the point. You know, man is redeemed. But I need to tell you that time is part of the things that need to be redeemed. Not just man. You know, remember the scripture said, as long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. Haven't you sown and you didn't reap? That is to show you that something happened to that law. Something happened in time that makes the law that is put in it to fail in your own. That's why we need priesthood. It is in priesthood you correct all the things that were wrong in time. Say redeeming the time. So time means redemption. If not, a man finishes university, should get work after 1-2 years, should get things done after 3 years, should marry, should time need to be redeemed. Because just because you spent, I'm telling you, Pastor, just because a man spent 10 years in ministry doesn't mean doesn't mean it will happen. Then something has happened to time. We need to redeem time. It's in priesthood that we redeem time. And Satan won't want you to know. He will be telling you that, don't worry, next year things will get better. Next year will come. Don't worry. Don't worry, in 2 years' time. 2 years' time. Don't worry, 3 years' time. And then you get old. Pastor, I'm no more young. Those days, you know me, I was young. But I'm not young. I just check myself. I'm 30 something. Me, that is 22 the other day. And we are running around UNN doing ministry, doing. I'm now 30. How? 10 years passed. How? Victor, you need to do something. You need to do something. If you like, be joking. There is no time. Meanwhile, you know your destiny. There is a travail to bet it. Every destiny has a travail. So what God was looking for was a womb. The same child that Hannah was asking, when she has angulated her heart in such a way that she has seen what God wants to do from eternity, it is then that heaven said that we now have a vessel. She prayed the same prayer, no new prayer. What is the difference? Understanding, alignment. Then at that moment she will see that it's not a competition with your fellow woman. It's a matter of trapping God's agenda upon the face of the earth. When we pray that God will give you breakthrough, it's not to go and afflict people in your village and take shiftancy title and show them that God has now blessed you.
ladies, do it now. There is a way you carry new car like this. There is a cloth you wear, and then the bangles, everything. You know, some oil perfumes that is worth up to thousands of dollars, and then you spray it, you pass. You come and tell them the Lord is good. They didn't notice you. Do your hand like this. The Lord, that's not the purpose of that thing. And as long as men dwell on it, Satan will continue using it to afflict you. You don't know the purpose of prayer. That's why you are not praying. Prayer is a system to birth first God's agenda upon the face of the earth. Prayer doesn't die. In case you prayed, in case we finished praying and then we died, our prayer still lives. So men can walk into our prayer and begin to live it. As a matter of fact, many people that are into ministry and doing all this thing we are doing is as a result of somebody's prayer. 5 years ago, I said it's now time to start ministry, and what I didn't know is that my mother has been crying for 6 months. He said, God, raise another man, because she has seen that the last one was not able to accomplish that. She is raise another one. 6 months fasting, night vigil, prayer. I thought it was my prayer that was doing it. I didn't know somebody's priesthood was configuring your step. Suddenly you found yourself at Asaba. No, it's not because you want to be at Asaba. There are prayers of elders that need to be answered, and your entrance is an answer. So when you come in, you don't connect to that prophecy and be disciplined enough to bet it, then it will become as if you are cut off from God's economy. We are not strong, Pastor. We are not strong. Strong men are men that are aligned with God. The resources of heaven is not tied to human beings. It's tied to purpose. Even support. The angel came to Joshua, and Joshua asked him, are you for me or are you against me? The angel said, no, I'm neither for you nor against you. I'm the captain of the Lord's host. So my job is, I start looking for where these people are. They are aligned with God. I will stay with them. Tomorrow they are not with God. I leave. Today they are with God. I stay. So all the resources, angelic backing, support, is looking for men that have aligned, that have received the right quota in priesthood to trap God. See, I found out that there are certain angels that don't visit anyhow. They don't speak anyhow. Some of them are record keepers. Some of them are accountants. You know, sometimes we are asking God to intervene. The evil is like this. There are angels. When God comes, there are people he will go and ask questions. He came and told Abraham, he said, let's find out whether what we heard about Sodom and Gomorrah is true. Who told them? There are accountants. And some of them will come and insist that it's time to favor you from their books. Some of them will come and insist it's time to judge. They told Nebuchadnezzar, come my friend, enter into the bush. This one we are telling you is coming from the realm of the watchers. A watcher can be an angel, it can be a man, just like Abraham. Even when they were going to Sodom and Gomorrah, they said, how can we do this kind of thing without telling Abraham? That man has risen in stature in spirit. And when they told Abraham, let me tell you what happened there. You see, that case is already an already settled matter. The verdict is complete. They are coming down to enforce verdict. They have concluded court session, broad verdict. They are here to enforce it. So when they appeared, they remember that there is a man that is a territorial lord. They said, we can't come here without informing him. When they informed the man opened the case that has been closed. Case closed. Go and implement.
when Abraham came, he said, what if I find 50? See, intercessors are strange men. They can open cases that has been closed. I say you can open cases on your knees. It doesn't matter how long they have closed it on your in your family. Do you know how many pastors I have in my father's house? Everybody is a pastor. Everybody. None of them have seen the road. I met somebody in Lagos. He said, you have breakthrough now. I was weeping in my heart. It's not about me. It's about a generation that have never left the bush and saw the road. It's not about me. It's about the fact that a generation will continue to be in darkness until a man arise. According to the scripture, it says since the day of John the Baptist. That means that is the day they began to reckon that generation after a new order. Before that time, you can even normally the scripture is named after saints and patriarchs. But the scripture told us when Jesus was born, they said in the day of Herod. It is unusual that the days of men should be named after the heathen. But because our tokens are lost, our inheritance has been mortgaged to Satan. A season came when we have to beg for bread and sing the Lord's song in a strange land. God will empower us and give us grace to tarry so that we begin to yield to priesthood and restore the things that we are lost. In our time, God's name will be lifted again. Yes, the tokens that we are lost will be recovered, and the lands that we are considered to the enemy will be gotten back. This is the advantage of priesthood. It can reach into eternity, and eternity is superior to time. That means if it seems as if I lost something for 10 years, God can bring it back in 1 year. I believe, since Pastor said, we have rested, let's enter another set. But Pastor is your pastor. I'm not your pastor. He is in charge. Listen to me. Listen. Listen. Are you looking for where to rest? You are too young, go. All these young people looking for where to rest. If you start resting now, when will you stop? No, now. Henry, if we start resting now, when are we going to stop? You know, when I notice things are getting, is when I looked at Henry. I notice you are getting bad head now. You are old. No, it's true. I know Henry now. He slept in my room in camp meeting 2013 or 14. I've forgotten. He was a young man then. Now, Henry is now old. He's now an elder. I don't know why you don't have a wife. You see it? And guess what? There is still much labor. Henry, there is labor. You must bet. If you refuse, I will tie you to a pillar here. I went to a meeting. I told somebody, if you refuse, me, I insist on your behalf. You can't add me to the number. That Pastor Edu came, after he came, he continued. This pastor, man of God, came. He came, he continued. This one. They are just adding. Their own is to add. The list of men of God that have come and nothing happened. Now lie. If you are not willing for something to shift, the door is open. When I finish, Pastor will welcome you back. But today, something must crack. Something must shift. In your Christian life, you have stayed one place for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. It's a lie. That is not God's model. You must shift. You live here, begin to function in dimensions that you never expect. Why is it that God is telling you he will use you mightily? You have not seen it. When is it going to happen? Are you still young? Is it today I know you? How many years now? You are one of the people that has become old too.
You should marry. It's at least 7 years or eight. Is it not true? 8 years. The guy was young. He's no more young. He's not young. Something must happen today. 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 Kabrana Bahasatam. Satemonta Krapata Haita. Henemonta Hataria. Ebenezer. Ebenezer. Ay, 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 ay. Ebenezer. Wait, wait. It's a prayer, it's not a song. This one now is a prayer, it's not a song. So what you are going to do is, whether your help has come is determined by you. So you can kneel down now and cry and insist. Jacob said, I will never let you go unless you bless me. Change my name. Change my course. Change my nature. Change my change things concerning you are not praying. Desperate men lay hold on desperate things. Shunaman take a bread of Bahata. Sadia Parata.
Prayer. I will not let it go.
Ebenezer, your help has come.
Somebody press. A little more. Yeah.
Ah! When you are here. When you are here, 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 when you are here.
Somebody pray.
Now, When you are here.